Operation Dringenburg. I think Esther, I can turn to you for that.
Yes, that's right. We have read the document about the renovation of the Dringenburg for Atlas. And from these documents we had a number of issues, questions that require clarification, and most of them concern actually the housing and the exploitation. Foremost, we do wish that the situation of the exploitation of the housing gets resolved quite soon to prevent financial risk that come through the cost of the UT. The other thing is that we would really like to see a policy being written on how the student housing is being dealt with. As with us, it raises a lot of questions and uncertainties. And that's why we have, in our advice, we have already put a number of things that we would like to see in this policy. For example, what are the measures that are being taken in cases rooms are not occupied, or who's going to occupy them, which type of students, what would happen, what are the financial risks, who is carrying the financial risks. Also, there's only 59 rooms available. What is going to happen on the account that when there's going to be more students than 59, because the aim for it is higher. Because the purpose of the building was that the students would be housed in the same building as where the education would be. But when the number of students increases, of course, this will be, they will have to be housed somewhere else. What is going to happen with that? Where will that be? What will the consequences be? On top of it is like we find it very important also that students are comfortable, and we would also imagine that what happens when we found out that students are not comfortable with the situation of having lectures and in the same building where they are housed. I mean, it becomes kind of like a bubble situation in which they would basically never have to leave the building, which is also not a good situation in, for example, how to communicate with the rest of the university. The last point is in the policy should also be very clearly mentioned in terms of housing accommodation, where the responsibilities lie. Are they with Atlas? Are they with ITC? And when drafting the policy, it should also be in close consultation with the student population. Because it's easy to form a policy, but in the end, the students are the ones who are going to get the consequences first. And we do think that with writing this policy, students should be cooperating. That is, in the short term, what we propose.
So,
well, first of all, thank you for thinking this through so thoroughly, because housing is, of course, has very big influence on the well-being of students. And the other remark I would like to make is that this is trying to improve the situation that is the actual situation, because Atlas is already a residential educational concept. Students, first year students of Atlas are already living on campus, and on campus is our definition of residential concept. And with this new housing for Atlas, as well as housing for the students, we try to improve the strength of the Atlas concept. So also in the current situation, the Atlas students are living in different buildings. And that is a good thing, I think, from the perspective from Atlas and the community of Atlas as well, from the perspective from the university as a whole, and to make sure that the Atlas community is integrated in the UT community. So this new situation actually is a step forward in the development of Atlas, and at the same time it is making sure that Atlas is not a separate community and still will be part of the community of the University of Twente. The thing that is not mentioned is that, for example, the educational spaces in Drinaburg will also be available for other educational programs. So they will be used for Atlas, but if there's space or if those facilities have specific advantages, they can be used by other educational programs as well. Having said that, it still is important that students know, do know what will happen if they cannot live all together in this community, and if they should be housed in, for example, Logica, which is the case now. I think it is necessary that Atlas is the party that is actually writing down this policy in close cooperation with the ITC faculty, the ITC faculty board. And I'm confident that they can do this, and I'm just wondering who should assess this policy then. Is that the University Council, or is that the Faculty Council of ITC?
I think the question depends on who's going to pay.
Yeah, well, we're having this discussion
who,
as well.
And who decides?
Who's taking the risks in financial terms? Okay.
So,
and we're still discussing that. Also, because also related to the housing, what do we do with student rooms that are not occupied, for example, and who's taking the financial risks there? But that still is under discussion. Okay. So then we have to wait to this discussion and the outcome of this discussion to make sure who's going to be the one that's going to assess the policy that addresses these issues. Yeah.
So. Yeah, I want to state that I do not agree with this decision, this advice. And the reason is that we made a decision a long time ago that student housing is not part of our primary tasks in which we invest. What we do here is just make an investment in student housing, and then until now we are also responsible for hiring them, for renting them, and taking a risk in that perspective as well. So I would say it would have been better that there was a partner who was going to do this for us and do the investment and make perhaps some profit out of it. It would be a more proper way to do it as a university. Then furthermore, I think that such a separate location of of Atlas is not helping much in integrating them in, for example, ITC. So my opinion is that they should share housing with ITC. It's much better, also from a perspective of sharing facilities, because one of the problems is their finances. And one of the assignments to the ITC faculty is to diminish their facilities cost. So I'm not happy about this plan, and I think living and studying in the same building is an unhealthy situation, which we shouldn't wish. Well, I don't like it. My personal opinion is that this residential concept is not a good choice, but well, it's given. So, but I think that the current situation is better.
Okay, maybe a short response. Both Atlas and ITC really rethought several scenarios, amongst which the one you just mentioned, and they preferred this one. And it's really, as you said, it's your personal opinion that goes back to the whole Atlas concept, and I don't think it's very useful to discuss that here in this context.
Okay, this is an unsolicited advice, so we also already heard the statement by the board, what they are going to do with this. Is there required after, let me first see if there's, if we have, at least have this unsolicited advice, because I want to first have a vote on this, because I already heard somebody says, I'm opposed to this, so who's in favor of this advice? So, I would like to see your hands if you say, this is the advice we should give to the board. So, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, who's against this advice? That's 2, else, false, no, nothing. Oh, sorry, I didn't see the hand in front of you. That's one, and then I come to a total of 17, and that is exactly the number of persons I expect. Yep. So, with that, we have this advice. We heard the statement of the board, what they are going to do with this advice. Is that sufficient, or do you want to have a written reaction? The written reaction will be simply that we hear that there is a policy made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Atlas and ITC.
Yes, exactly. And who is going to enforce the, or who's going to make the policy, whether that's the board or whether that's the faculty board, that depends on who has to do the participation. So, but I expect the party that has to pay, if there are any problems, then it's going to be the one that has to do this. Okay, then I get to the enrollment.